Good afternoon. Weather for the KRVS listening area, sunny this afternoon with a high of about 93 degrees. That means the heat index is going to be around 102. Winds out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies this evening with a low of 76. And on Thursday, a 20% chance of continuing showers and thunderstorms. Currently, it is partly cloudy and 91 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by heading into the studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Panat Zanaman, also Colin Miller, and David Maynor, here to talk about one of Creative Action's latest projects. And it's called Imagine Downtown, and you all are doing this in partnership with the Urban Land Institute, Louisiana. So welcome back. It's always fun to have y'all here because Creative Action definitely is creative and really is very passionate about instilling creativity, making creativity possible, more possible in our community. And I know you all have been very active getting this project together. It's open now. People can start entering and registering to be a part of it. But that registration lasts until, I think, October. So there's still plenty of time.
October 15th.
All right. Yes. Well, before we talk specifically about Imagine Downtown, Colin, I'm going to ask you to tell us again about Creative Action and your mission for some of our listeners who may not have heard the last couple times you were here.
Sure. The Creative Action, the first time I came to see you, which was actually my first time on KRVS, I was with Emmy Morgan and perhaps Panat as well. That might have been the second time. But anyway, at the time, and this was October of 2011, we were working on an event for November of 2011 called the Creative Economy Summit. Which was really, I mean, just planning that event was really where we got started. We really didn't even know if we were going to continue necessarily as an organization. We just knew that we were a cross-section of individuals working in different fields, whether, you know, related to the arts in different ways, whether it was writing, whether it was photography, whether it was acting, whether it was urban design, all of these things that really, you know, we call the creative class. And it's been a subject of conversation over the last 6, 7, 10 years or even more that Lafayette is this hub city for, you know, creatives and people who work in creative industries and the creative class, as we call it, in Louisiana. And it's this real up-and-coming hotspot. We've now started to get, well, have been getting for some time, but really recently, you know, we've heard about these surveys and all these things where Lafayette has won sort of like top place for, you know, this hot spot for the creative class, the new up-and-coming city in the southern United States and things like that, sort of Louisiana's best-kept secret. So we wanted to sort of take on, or not take it on, but get in on this discourse and say, yes, Lafayette absolutely has all these amazing assets. And there's definitely things, you know, we're all people who came from this place. Panat came from New Iberia. So we all came from the Acadiana region, and we're thinking, this is such an amazing place. You know, some of us have moved away and come back. Panat, definitely, that's part of his story, an important part, I think. And we know that the city is great, but we also know that a lot of our friends who work in creative industries are struggling. So, I mean, people all over the country are struggling no matter what profession they work in. But, you know, we've decided that this is what we're passionate about. This is what we're working on. And a lot of our friends and people here love the arts. They support it. But still, and we know that people are aware of this, but still, all of our friends who are artists, I know mine, are definitely, definitely struggling to support themselves.
Well, and what's interesting is you all want to stay here. You know, I think that may also characterize the group that you're talking about. When we kind of look over the United States, people are moving all over the place, coast to coast, north, south. But people who are from here, some perhaps who moved here as children maybe, or if you're born here, they want to stay here. And sometimes those connections seem to be family connections, and sometimes it's just a completely passionate attraction and connection to this area. So that always seems, and we see so many people struggling with that. How do we make this better? How do we make it possible to live here, to stay here, either close to family, friends, or this place that we love so much?
Right.
And so creative action, it sounds like you all are entering into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the factors that we think, that we really feel as a group, the factors that really brought us together, and also that we believe are tied in with how do people live here, how do they stay here, are creativity, diversity, and innovation. Creativity, we already know what that means. Diversity, that's also easy. Cultural diversity, we have such a rich past here. And then innovation. We, you know, Lafayette is, for a city our size, it's amazing what we did with fiber. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. We have... There are a lot of tech companies that are moving forward here. There's companies that want to move or are curious about moving their offices to Lafayette, and all that stuff is absolutely wonderful. But how do we move the discourse forward, especially with regards to things like tolerance and acceptance and understanding of diversity and things like that. I think we are a very tolerant community here. I think in general, at the end of the day, people here are absolutely tolerant. But we've talked about how can we move forward, because I think it's definitely unfair to compare us to a city like New York or San Francisco. You know, people are like East Coast, West Coast. Those are the places where, you know, all the creatives want to move. And, you know, so I'm not saying that we should necessarily be compared to those cities. But in terms of places where people look for a place to move that is tolerant and accepting of people from all walks of life, they look to those cities. And so... Wouldn't we also be a place that's nationally recognized as a place where anyone can move here and be absolutely comfortable? Mm-hmm. So I'd say our mission is really an economic one. Our mission statement reads that creative action works at leveraging Acadiana's creative assets for economic gain.
Well, now, along with that mission, you all have entered into some projects and tried to create discussions and forums and ways for people to enter into that discussion and make some of these ideas concrete. This particular project called Imagine Downtown, maybe one of you could explain it. I think you're the project director, Pana.
Yes. Well, I guess we can call me that. I think my role is as an urban designer. Mm-hmm. My background is in architecture and urban design. So I come with that experience, and I've went through several international design competitions, urban design competitions. And the project emerged as sort of a response to what's been happening in the planning of the parish and the visioning of Lafayette Parish altogether, and which started in the early spring, I believe, where there was these public forums that were opened up to the community to participate. And as an urban designer, as a creative thinker, I attended the public forums, even though I'm not from Lafayette. I'm from Iberia, but I went to school here at UL in the architecture program. But I went to the meetings, and they were great. But I felt that as a creative person, as creative individuals, we have a little bit more to offer and to share with to this process. And so the idea emerged from that sort of thing happening. And also at the same time, I was working with Envision the Berry in New Iberia, which is sort of addressing the same issues related to urban revitalization. And some of my former classmates who are now working in New Orleans with the Urban Land Institute, Eddie Guidry, who's a program director over there, he heard about what I was doing and wanted to see if ULI could have a part in that. And I told him about the work that Creative Action was doing and what was happening with the public forums and the planning process, and how we can begin informing the process as creative individuals. And so taking my experience with design competitions, that was always a great way to sort of just get your ideas out there to people. And and share them in a public way, so that we can begin having conversation about it. Right. And it really puts the ball in sort of the creative people's hands, I think. And I felt that was very powerful. You know,
and one of the things that characterizes your work down in New Iberia and Vision to Berry, you really capture people's imagination and got a lot of participation.
Yes.
And it sounds like this project is really trying to encourage that it's not just a question of someone else making a decision and imposing that on our community, that it's really rising up from all of us, because you're encouraging so many different kinds of people to become involved in this competition.
Yes, we definitely, I mean, in essence, because we're looking at the city, it is an urban design competition. But we're calling it an open ideas competition. And that's sort of to open it up to people who wouldn't necessarily call themselves creative people, but they do have ideas, right? And and we do encourage teams to form. Like maybe you have a son or daughter who's, in the architecture program or has a creative background. Maybe you have ideas about what the city can be, and you can team up with them and team up with other people, and then submit ideas for the competition and see and have a discussion around it.
So don't be scared away if you haven't taken Blueprints 101 or...
Not at all. No, what we're asking for in the competition, the submission requirements are not very technical things at all. It's sort of if you can draw a picture, if you can make a collage, if you can take nice photographs, and you can submit those sort of images, right?
Well, let's make it more specific to give people a picture of what you're talking about. You have 6 sites. Mm-hmm. That you've chosen. And David, maybe you could help flesh out the project a little bit more.
Well, the 6 sites that we've chosen, and you can see on the website, it's at creativeactionacadiana.org. And those 6 sites are listed in detail along with maps. And we've chosen these sites around the downtown area. And each of them we've gone in and laid out maps and proposed locations. We've also filmed along the route so that we can see what those are. And we encourage participants to look at all 6 sites, select a site, and then proceed with the rest of the registration requirements. As Creative Action, we were very interested in bringing this type of project in because it starts to tie in some of the creative minds around town with more of the economic and business impact of what can occur in Acadiana. And that was really our main area of excitement in this type of project, because we start to take individuals who perhaps have not pursued any of those types of business interests here, and sort of making those introductions and bringing those people back in and letting local businesses see that there is local talent that's available to us and making those connections available.
Now, this is also a part of a gathering swell, as Colin was talking about, with the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan, which has been going on. You're talking about the forums. And obviously, it's a very interesting topic to so many people, not just young people coming out of college who think of themselves as creative people, but those who are very interested in the economy of the community. It's kind of a nationwide conversation, and it's really taken hold here in Lafayette. And this seems to be one very specific, particular way that people can become involved and actually create a vision of what they're thinking. Now, I know during the comprehensive plan, there were some cities, some communities that people had in mind when they were thinking about possibilities. Could you perhaps give some images to people? I mean, I don't want you to sway what their creative results might be, but what are some communities that you visited that seem to fulfill some of the hopes that you have in creating this project?
I think
places you've visited,
well,
or
because we're a town in South Louisiana, mm-hmm. people tend to think first of who can we relate to mm-hmm. most easily. So they immediately think of what are considered like the really what we call, or what the Independent calls, cool towns. Like, what are the cool towns in the South, you mm-hmm. know? So people often immediately jump to Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. you know? So, and obviously that's another example where we're not nearly that size. But could we see ourselves as a sort of early miniature Austin?
Mm-hmm. And are there elements, urban elements, design elements there in Austin that are things that you feel could work here? And again, not, you know, wanting to put images in people's heads, but, you know, to get some people thinking about, that could be changed in downtown. That could be changed in, what are some possible elements or changes?
Well, you know, I grew up in New Iberia, and when you think of New Iberia, you really don't think urban space or urban places, right? But it's sort of, growing up in that context, really, I would always imagine as I was going through the city and looking at empty lots and sort of just putting myself, just saying to myself, what can I use there? What can benefit me? You know, what would I love to see there? Whether it be a coffee shop or a dog park or a community garden. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the competition is open ideas competition. So we're looking, you know, you can borrow ideas from other cities, of course, right? You know, in other cities like Austin or New York or San Francisco, they have lots of great amenities that you can sort of take from. Maybe there's a great waterfront feature. Maybe there's a sort of great downtown living, affordable housing condition that we desperately need here in this downtown, right? So, you know, we in the competition, we sort of give general guidelines of what the aim is and what the vision can that you should move towards, right? Sort of promoting a 24-hour livable, walkable community where one can live in downtown, possibly work there, take mass transit, ride bikes, you know, have bike pathways, have parks, have green space, open space, have cafes, and, you know, everything, right? Just pack it with urbanism and life is what we really want to see, right? And right now, downtown Lafayette has pockets of life that happen throughout time, you know, with the festivals and Downtown Alive and, you know, the concerts in the park. That happens sort of sporadically throughout.
There's no continuity.
Yeah, there's no continuity. And you want to see that a bit more happen sort of more continuously throughout the seasons, throughout the year, and have people actually on the sidewalks, not just going to their work, but actually living there and walking to their neighbor's house and walking their dogs and whatnot, right? And so, and it just, and connecting not just Jefferson Street, right? And when people think of downtown, it's sort of Jefferson Street. But there's all these sites, there's Freetown, there's the UL campus, and how do we begin connecting all of these things together, right? Mm-hmm. With better sidewalks and better bike paths and better streets.
Mm-hmm. And the diversity element is one of those things. Here we're talking more about economic diversity, where we can see an area, and this is one of the things we see in cities that seem to be doing extremely well. That is, there'll be pockets, and instead of them being segregated economically and there being a just out of school section of town and an older section of town, but we start to see these pockets where we have artists that are on a fixed income and we have people that have been successful in life and want to live in a more urban setting, and we have young entrepreneurs that are starting out and creating companies, and all of these groups working together economically instead of segregating them by lifestyle. And in doing some of that, we start to see the vision that comes from all of these people interacting with each other on a regular basis.
I want to tell people who may be just tuning in and finding themselves fascinated by what you're saying. My guests are with Creative Action, Colin Miller, David Maynor, and Panat Zanaman, here talking about a new project that they have put together in partnership with the Urban Land Institute of Louisiana. It's called Imagine Downtown. There's lots of information available on the web. What is the website?
creativeactionacadiana.org.
Okay, so you can find that there. Do you have a Facebook, too, that you're keeping people up with?
Yes, we do. And we have one also specifically for Imagine Downtown.
Right.
You'll find it with the words Imagine Downtown in brackets and then followed by the word Lafayette.
Okay. And there are six sites that you all have chosen. You can find those on the website at these various online places. So describe again how you're imagining. This is not just for professional architects. Who, cast your net out there, people listening, who might you encourage to participate in this competition?
Well, on the list in our printed materials, we say architects, urban designers, developers. We use a long list of
artists, landscape architects, urban designers.
Yeah. People interested in green development, people interested in any type of design work, visual artists.
And again, not necessarily trained in one of these fields, not having to have all the technical skills right at their fingertips.
That's correct.
You can work in a team, get people who perhaps have more skills. So what would the finished product look like when someone submits an idea?
We're asking for basically four things mm-hmm. with each submission. You can actually submit more than one entry if you choose to. So you can, you know, there's six sites and there's actually six cash prizes. A cash prize for the best design for each site. And that prize is in the amount of $1,500.
Yes.
And we are asking for four images. One would be in an urban plan of the site that you're working in. One would be an urban section of the site you're working in, and two more images that are ground eye level perspective renderings, mm-hmm. right? So sort of just, you know, how it would look like if you're actually standing there in the street and seeing your design, how would it look like? And so those are the only four JPEG images that we're looking for, and that we'll judge. The competition will be judged on, and the entries will be judged on. And
they need to be high resolution as well.
All the requirements are sort of written out in the competition brief, which you can download and see all the rules and everything.
Are you limited in the number that you can enter?
No.
Can you do all six sites if you like?
You can do all six sites, and you can enter as many entries as you'd like. And there's a registration fee for each entry, which is $30.
Okay. So, and do you have to be from Louisiana?
Nope.
No, you do not.
This is national, I mean, even international. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that are going to hear about this are going to be within the United States, mm-hmm. but we will absolutely take submissions from people from other countries who have heard about it mm-hmm. through the internet.
What's interesting is that on the Facebook page, I've already noticed people from Taiwan and Singapore sort of looking at this competition, you know, and sort of liking our Facebook page. So we might get some international entrants as well.
Well, I'm sure people listening right now are wondering, this is a fascinating idea. It's creating great conversation, really a lot of interest in the idea of creating a 24-hour community. What's going to happen with the winners of these competitions? What will practically happen at this point? Once you've just chosen the people in each of the sites, what do you hope to happen after that with these ideas?
Well, we'll be exhibiting mm-hmm. the work, the top six winners,
and maybe a few others,
and perhaps
runner ups,
honorable mentions, mm-hmm. right, in a public exhibition at the
Acadiana Center for the Arts, who
right?
we're happy to announce just became a partner.
All right, yeah. Good.
So the partnership is actually expanding as well. It's not just the Creative Action and Urban Land Institute, Louisiana, right. but it's
AOC Community Media, who shot all the videos on our website mm-hmm. That David actually just helped put up.
School of Architecture.
Yeah,
here
UL School of Architecture and Design. Mm-hmm. And as we just said, the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And we are also working with people at LCG and that goes hand in hand with people who also work on the comprehensive plan. So we're working, they're helping provide information for us in terms of maps and things like that. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, LCG will become a partner on this project as well.
All right. So it's a wonderful group that you've amassed here so mm-hmm. far. Now, I'm not going to ask each of you what your cherished idea is. I don't want you to give away those. But have in the conversation that's happened since you opened up the competition, have you been hearing some very unusual ideas? Anything that really surprised you?
Well, it's been so... it's such a short time since we actually mm-hmm. opened this up, and I think people
just
are still,
a few days.
Still, yeah, people are still just taking it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure in conversations that you have, just being Creative Action, you know, when you've gathered a group of people and say, you know what I'd really like, you know what I'd really mm-hmm. like, you know what I'd like to see and would keep me here.
Right.
Is there anything very unusual?
But nothing unusual, but
I think I have an unusual one, actually. I'm starting to think back now, sort of the conversations we've been having, but there's a group, because there's this recognition of the festival life mm-hmm. and sort of these temporal events mm-hmm. that happen and occur in the downtown. How do, if you do develop the downtown and densify it and actually start putting buildings in, how do you accommodate this culture of, you know, tailgating, going out to downtown and pulling out your lawn chairs and hanging out in an empty lot, right? How does that happen? And, you know, a big concern when you're talking about downtown development, particularly in the Lafayette context where everyone pretty much uses an automobile, it's like, how are you going to deal with parking in downtown, and how are you going to compete with these suburban sort of strip malls? So one idea that a group of friends that I know who are interested in competition is, I don't want to give up, well, maybe I'll go and spoil their idea because I don't think they're going to enter it, but it's sort of like, how do you combine a festival space inside a parking garage so that you're taking two? So, you know, like, you can have really innovative, crazy ideas like that, you know, and submit it as long as you represent it in these four images in a very interesting way and tempt the jurors to
To solve problems that have to do with very specific temporal locations that we have to deal with, certain structures that are there, and structures that are next to each other that aren't going to be moved anytime soon.
And a good entry would consider a very specific solutions and be able to communicate that through the drawings that they present.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, we're talking about ideas and design, so. People can really, they're encouraged to be creative and come up with things that don't necessarily have an economic constraint on them at this point. You know, mm-hmm. that would be later on in a design stage if they decided to do
that. Well, that's a really good point, because that would constrain some people thinking, well, what is it going to benefit us just at this moment, or will it be able to pay for itself? And you just never know. Sometimes those ideas don't turn into economic gold mines until much, much later.
This is sort of like the Detroit dream car.
Right. What could we call that here in Lafayette?
Deadline for submissions for people to submit their designs is January 15th. So we're talking about a few different deadlines here. The first one is coming up on October 15th. Registration opened last week for people to be able to go on the website, pay the $30 for whichever site or multiple sites they want to do. It's $30 per site.
Per entry.
And so then that ends October 15th, and then in any time between then and January 15th, or even now, you know, we'll be waiting to start receiving people's ideas and designs. And of course, you know, taking questions, people can absolutely email us. Our email address on the website, creativeactionacadiana.org. It would be info@creativeactionacadiana.org. And then January 15th happens. That's the deadline for submissions. Then we're going to have a panel of judges who are going – we don't have them all confirmed right now. But a couple of them are going to be we're going to have a well-known local architect. We're going to have a couple of well-known architects from this region, sort of a tri-state region or anything in the south. Southeast, and then we want a couple of people who would also be considered to be nationally prominent. We've also been talking with WRT, the consulting firm that's been drawing up the comprehensive plan for Lafayette. They might help us find. But this is going to be, you know, an independent panel. It's not going to be people from Creative Action or someone from the UL School of Architecture. Totally unbiased and independent. They're going to judge it, and then the exhibition of the designs, as well as the, you know, announcements of the cash awards, is all going to happen in early April of 2013.
All right. What an exciting year for y'all. I can imagine it would be almost like Christmas when these submissions start coming in. Yes. And you get to pop them open and see what might happen in this area. Now, I'm sure along with the positive discussion about these wonderful ideas that will be coming through with this competition, do you ever get into the discussion of how big is too big? You know, how successful do we want to be here? How cool a place? Does that come into the discussion at all? Because I could see some people listening going, you know, it's kind of nice to be smaller. It's kind of nice to not be Austin.
I can totally understand that.
Come into the discussion of how do you limit?
One of the things that we've talked about is what can we do with this competition after it's over? Mm-hmm. And we've had some discussions about maybe taking some of the winners and then letting maybe a group at UL do economic studies on it, mm-hmm. Another group look at some of the societal impact on some of these things. But basically, what can we take at the end of this competition, and how can we continue to bring people together to work together mm-hmm. in the disciplines that they follow to sort of get that experience of what would a project look like as it proceeded.
Right, and what would be appropriate
That's
for this
correct.
Community
That's
that
correct.
Even though it's a great idea, it's a creative image, mm-hmm. it's beautiful, really, would it work? Would people accept that? Would it fit the personality, the
yes,
character
yeah.
of this area?
Yes.
And we have heard comments in the community such as, we don't want to be New Orleans, we don't want mm-hmm. to be Austin, mm-hmm. we don't want to be San Francisco, you know. None of us at Creative Action are saying that Lafayette
right,
should
which
become
is why you're asking
any of
for
this
these designs.
That's great.
We're just saying, yeah. you know, let's have this positive discourse. Right. And Creative Action wants to be a group that can really help get the ball rolling mm-hmm. on a real positive, mm-hmm. constructive discourse. In the same sense that the comprehensive plan right. was incredible. I was actually so impressed with the way that LCG and the city handled the community forums. And I think there's going to be more mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. I love how democratic it's been, the way that they've invited.
Continuing to refine and include
yeah,
people.
Yeah, they've invited, mm-hmm. and so many people, like they were blown away by people who showed up to the events and gave their feedback about what they think needs to be in the comprehensive mm-hmm. plan. So it was handled well. The community responded extremely well. Many of the things that we've been talking, because I'm sure it's no surprise to anyone listening that the members of our Creative Action team, just about every single one of them is very involved in their community.
Right.
So a number of our team members, I personally was unable to attend some of the meetings, but a number of our members did attend these community forums and these talkback sessions and things like that. And many of the things that we've been talking about in meetings, we were very excited that a lot of these things came up at these comprehensive plan forums. Mm-hmm. People saying, we need more public space.
So that it really mirrored your desires and interests
yeah,
in
yes.
improving the community.
And, mm-hmm. We know that the community loves, people here definitely understand the effect that art has mm-hmm. on their quality of life here. I think that's one of the things that makes us unique as a pretty mm-hmm. as a relatively small city.
Yeah.
But we've always been concerned at Creative Action, as I said earlier, that maybe people don't understand what it's like to live as one of those people or mm-hmm. one of the people working in those fields or, you know, a collaborative group. But a lot of the discourse that we saw coming out of the comprehensive plan, we were like, wow, people, I think mm-hmm. people do understand.
Well, you all yourselves have expanded that idea of the mm-hmm. creative group that mm-hmm. really you're including, embracing so many types of creativity. Yeah. So it would stand that, yes, these people are so creative in this community on so many different levels. Mm-hmm. And so how interesting that really all these conversations are coming together and so many people with such sensitivity and positivity are creating projects like yours and creating forums and working all together. And maybe you all will be blown away in the same way by the people who participate in this competition. Again, my guests are with Creative Action, and we're talking about an open competition for Imagine Downtown. There are 6 sites that you're being invited to imagine, and you can find those on the Creative Action website. There's also a Facebook page that you can like and be kept up with on various things that are happening in this project. But the deadline is October? What's the deadline?
October 15th, just to register.
To register.
And the deadline for people's designs, and all that's laid out on the website, the format and things like that, will be January 15th.
All right. So get a group of people together and start imagining and sketching and include someone who can draw.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not a yeah. graphic designer yeah. or an architect who knows these programs and things like that to create these kind of renderings.
Do it by hand. Collage
yeah.
it together.
That's
yeah,
right.
But, you know, find absolutely, like, it's totally, you know, find someone to work with and collaborate with.
And of course, if they have questions, they can email y'all, call you. Just you'd be glad to help them out with that effort.
Absolutely.
Again, my guest, Colin Miller, also David Maynor and Panat Zanaman, here talking about Imagine Downtown. Find it at the website creativeactionacadiana.org and find out more about the whole project. And we look forward to having you all back after some of the entries have come in, and we'd love to hear the response and the enthusiasm people have for this project and for helping our community become even more creative. Well, thank you all for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.